From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. There was a suicide attack outside a police building in Surabaya, Indonesia today, carried out by a family of five that included an 8-year-old child. The child survived and is now recovering. The attack in the country's second-largest city comes a day after a family of six suicide bombers, including teens and children, targeted three churches, killing at least 13, wounding 41 others also in Surabaya. Police blame the attacks at the church on an Islamic State-inspired group. Meantime, Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull today reacted to the attacks.
The brutality, the barbarity, the inhumanity, the blasphemy of these terrorists strains our ability to believe it, but it's there.
All big cities in Indonesia are on high alert. A Chechen-born French citizen stabbed people with a knife, killing one, wounding four. Happened in Paris late Saturday. Carolina Mello was there.
They kept doing CPR for what seemed to be a really long time, and in the end he passed, and they put a sheet over him. That was later. A little later, and then his body was there for a good chunk of the night.
Police killed the assailant, who had been a terror watch list. Officials say this underscores the challenge France faces from Islamic militants. France remains on high alert for terrorist attacks. President Trump pledging to help China's ZTE Corporation get back into business fast after a U.S. ban crippled the company. Mr. Trump is offering a job-saving concession to Beijing. Meantime, China sending an envoy to the U.S. for talks aimed at cooling a trade dispute. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo appearing on the program Fox News Sunday, where he spoke about the possibility of sanctions relief from Washington if North Korea agrees to full denuclearization.
If we get denuclearization, of course, there'll be sanctions relief. Certainly. There'll be more than that. There'll be a real. The president has a commitment, and he will make this commitment to Chairman Kim, I am confident, that says, if you do the things we need to do, so that America is no longer held at risk by your nuclear weapons arsenal, and that you get rid of your CBW program and missiles that threaten the world, we'll ensure that your people have the opportunity for the greatness that I know Chairman Kim wants them to have.
After meeting twice with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang, Mr. Pompeo said he is convinced that Kim shares the objectives of the American people. United States threatening to impose sanctions on European companies that do business with Iran as the remaining participants in the Iran nuclear accord stiffen their resolve to keep the agreement operational. White House National Security Advisor John Bolton appearing on the ABC News program this week, where he spoke about why the Iran nuclear agreement is not a good deal.
This was part of the flaw of the deal, to entice Europe and the United States into economic relations with Iran that eventually would have worked against really holding Iran accountable for violations of the deal. It's reminiscent of the saying attributed to Vladimir Lenin that the capitalist will sell us the rope with which we'll hang them. That's what's wrong with this deal. Why would any business, why would the shareholders of any business want to do business with the world's central banker of international terrorism?
Last week, President Trump said the United States was withdrawing from a 2015 deal negotiated by the Obama administration. He has maintained the Iran deal only enhances Iran's economy while allowing them a way to return to their nuclear program in the future. Israel is celebrating 70 years since its founding, May 14, 1948. Sunday, they observe the relocation of the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged other countries to do the same.
Move your embassies to Jerusalem because it's the right thing to do. And move your embassies to Jerusalem, listen to this, move your embassies to Jerusalem because it advances peace.
U.S. Embassy is due to open later today, and thousands of Palestinians are expected to protest Israel's anniversary along its frontier with Gaza, a day they call Nakba, or catastrophe. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.